She's our ace, our cleanup hitter, and our source for all things crew. She's Brewers reporter Sophia Minnert.
And then he comes in, and it really did just change everything. So I think you can't the timing of the trade was weird, but it couldn't have worked out any better for them.
Sophia Minnert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group, home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile limited warranty on all new vehicles. Visit any of their 8 locations today, in-store or online at ewaldautomotive.com. Ewald Automotive, we make it easy.
Great to have Sophia Minnert joining us on Hump Day. Sophia, Brewers just crushing it right now. Another win over the Cardinals as they continue to extend their lead in the division. And yet, is there some concern because there are so many meetings with the Cardinals and with the teams in the division still on the calendar that this lead could somehow dissolve? Is that something they're even talking about?
It's not something they're talking about, but I think it's something they're definitely aware of, right? I mean, you know, starting last night, you know, these are just kind of the odd quirks of the schedule is, you know, the Cincinnati Reds are the team that's closest to them in the schedule. They only play the Reds 3 more times because they played them so much in the early part of the schedule, especially around the All-Star break. It was 7 straight games, you know, sandwiched around the break. And so they are going to see the Cardinals now 12 more times. But essentially, the Cardinals have to win out in that stretch to catch the Brewers in the standings. So they've definitely done their job of building a comfortable lead. And I think we've talked a lot about this is sort of unfamiliar territory for them because usually they're the team putting together an unbelievable run in September to get in. You know, that's how they caught the Cubs in 18, even in 2019. It went down to the final day of where they were heading, even though they had clinched a postseason spot. So this is unfamiliar territory for them to be at this point in the season with this kind of lead. But I think they feel like they've absolutely earned it and just to keep it rolling.
Sophia, I'm looking at an updated power rankings where the Brewers are currently 6. I want to read off the top 8 to you, and you tell me if where they're at is fair. So I got Dodgers 1, Giants 2, Tampa Bay 3, Astros 4, White Sox 5, Brewers 6, Padres 7, the A's 8. Is that where they should be?
I think that's fair. I think you could actually put them ahead of some of those American League teams. I think they're probably pretty even with the White Sox. The White Sox have great starting pitching as well. I think that's where it ultimately comes down to in the postseason is the strength of your starting staff and your bullpen, how you can close out games. So I'm fine with Dodgers Giants being right at the top. They have been up there at the top all season. They're really deep teams. The Brewers played both of them actually really well. They've had great success against the National League West. I think I'm trying to remember the order. It's like
Tampa Bay 3, Houston 4.
Tampa, Houston, Chicago. To me, I think you could put the Brewers in any of those spots. I think they're pretty equal with any of that 3, 4, 5 with those American League teams. We obviously have not seen, we played the White Sox, but we haven't seen Tampa and have not seen Houston. But you know, they're at the top of the American League, but I could make a case that you could put the Brewers in that 3, 4, 5, and I don't think anybody would be upset about it.
Sophia, the last time the Brewers were like poised to make a deep playoff run, like we learned about the term outgetters, and we saw Brandon Woodruff start a game and he would only pitch a couple of innings. This is a completely different pitching staff with Woodruff, Burns, mm-hmm. and Freddie as good as they've been. Are they going? Do you think once they hit the postseason for that fourth starter spot, they're going to trust either Adrian Hauser, Brett Anderson, Eric Lauer, or are they going to kind of go to that out-getter formula that they did back in 2018?
Yeah, I think this is when David and Craig and Matt Arnold, the whole front office, they're all at their best because we've seen them be creative in the past. We've seen them do unexpected things in the past, and you know, and Craig truly manages every game of like there aren't, you know, I think in this team there are more traditional roles, and in the past we just haven't seen that, right? It's who's the best guy for this inning, for this matchup, to get 27 outs, you know, to get you through a game. I think Craig is better at that than anyone in the game, and they're willing to be creative. So I will say, though, this is when you look at what Hauser and Anderson and Lauer have done, they have absolutely done their job to keep up with, you know, the big three of the all-star aces. They've more than carried their own weight, in my opinion. And I think, too, having lefties is really important, especially in a playoff series. And it's just something different. It's a different look. And I think that's what makes the staff really good and really unique, is that they all present something different. So I think they've absolutely earned that spot if it's going to go that way, if you're going to go with a traditional four-starter complement. I think it could also change series to series, depending on who the matchup is. And you could also put those guys in the bullpen, you know, unofficially, just to get them on the playoff roster, and then you make your decisions from there. And then you've got someone like Brent Suter, right, who has done both. You know, he's that Swiss Army knife of starting and relieving. So I think they have a lot of options. I do think the versatility of having lefties in there is really important for a playoff matchup.
Sophia Minert joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Sophia, of course, from Bally Sports, covering the Brewers every single day. Sophia, I want to get your reaction to something crazy that Chewy said earlier today, which was that flying on a holiday is the best day to fly. So he contends that if you have to fly somewhere and you're traveling, you know, over the holidays, you should absolutely fly on the holiday. This is insanity. I just need you to support me on this.
I'm not sure I'm going to help this case, Jen. I'm sorry. Because
Hear me out.
You guys understand this predicament, that the schedules that we all work, I know I personally have missed virtually every holiday with my family, between covering Major League Baseball and covering NBA for the few years that I did. So, I mean, I've missed Thanksgiving, I've missed Christmas, all that. I have also flown on every holiday. I have flown on Christmas Eve. I have flown on Christmas Day. I have flown on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I mean, all the major holidays. I think I've even flown on Thanksgiving. But, you know, it's because you do what you have to do sometimes, of like with the time you have. So it's you know, you're making an effort to be there. So if that's like the only time that you can go, well, then so be it. I've never had a terrible experience, honestly. I mean, you just know that, you know, it's going to be crazy. You know, there's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be an absolute zoo. Even last year during COVID, that proved to be true. But you do it.
Sophia, I saw today Corbin Burns' name mentioned with the Cy Young. Does he have a shot? If he keeps pitching,
I think all three of them have a shot. Honestly, I think we were talking about this a little bit on the broadcast. Of like, I think we're all starting to get that question of like, if it's going to come from the Brewers, who is it? Because I think you can make a legitimate case for Corbin and for Brandon and for Freddie Peralta. They've all had All Star seasons. They're all top five in earned run average across the league. And that's true in Major League Baseball and the National League. What Corbin has done on this road trip against the Cubs and then last night against the Cardinals, he's now second best to Walker Buehler for the Dodgers for earned run average. And I just think with all of them, right, it's, you've got low ERAs, you have low whip, you have high strikeout numbers. These are also inning numbers that they've never seen at any level of their professional career. You know, Corbin did have the one stint in the IL, but like, knock on all the things, all three of them have been healthy. You know, they have not, and I think this is also a credit to, again, to David and Craig of, you know, the priority at spring training was, we're going to manage these guys a little bit differently. And this is all of them, considering, right, the jump in workload, 60 game season to a normal 162 game season. You hope deep into October. They've gone with this six-man rotation. I know fans get really upset about the pitch counts some nights for some of these guys. Why are they pulling them early? Why are, you know, this guy can keep going. He was dealing. I mean, we hear it all. And it's all by design, right? And you can point to the numbers, you can point to the fact that they've been healthy and productive. The plan has worked, right? So you kind of cross your fingers and hope you can get to the finish line of the regular season with all of them healthy and strong and see what happens in October.
Are they going to ask any of these guys to work on short rest once they hit the postseason? I mean, would there be concern about trying to bounce back that quickly after they've done some of the creative things of resting on the pitch counts and going mm-hmm. to six-man rotation and making sure you get that extra rest? Because in the postseason, a lot of times these guys are asked to pitch on a quick turnaround.
Yeah, and I think the construction of the playoff schedule allows for that, right? There's just more built-in off days and travel days within a postseason series than what you would have in a normal three- or four-game series. So I think that's to their benefit. They are getting some extra rest in there. I also think that how they get through September could really dictate some of those decisions, right? If they can keep this fairly comfortable lead, and then you get to a point in September where you can, I mean, we're getting way ahead, right? But if you can get to a point where you clinch, and then you can maybe back these guys off and then build them up again, or give them an extra day. I think they've always been very cognizant of giving guys extra days when they can. That's partially why they flipped Corbin Burnes and Freddie Peralta in this series specifically, is, you know, to keep Corbin on his kind of six-day schedule. He's very regimented about that. And Freddie Peralta, because of just the heat conditions at Wrigley, to give him an extra day of recovery. So they make these decisions, right, like every turn. I think you'll continue to see that through September, maybe back them up, maybe build them back up again. And then that sets them up really well for the postseason to be, you know, more creative and push these guys, like you said. And these guys are ultimate competitors. They want the ball. So it would not surprise me if they're also lobbying for that.
She's Sophia Minnert. She joins us each and every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Great stuff, Sophia. We'll see you out at the ballpark.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.